new exercise. She was from Joe over at
McCoy Outdoor. Now?
McCoy Outdoor yesterday.
Nice.
He listens all the time.
You're breaking them in then, huh?
Yeah, and it was time. I needed a new pair. So anyway, thank you, Joe.
And I know Captain Bobby Abrascato knows a thing or two about McCoy Outdoor Company and also McConnell Automotive, who both bring us the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
That Joe sure knows shoes. I bet he sold a pair or two in his lifetime.
No kidding. He sells those things in his sleep. He
does.
He knows what he's eating.
Enough to run.
What's that now?
Since I was young enough to run, that's how long he's been selling. Dan, that was a long time ago, my friend.
He's been at it.
And Captain Bobby, we've been talking about testing shrimp this morning. I know if they did a little CD consulting testing on the fish you catch, we know exactly where those come from because you tell us about it week in and week out. But how's the fishing looking like this Thursday morning?
It's good, man. I know you guys were up early enough this morning. We're still out here. It's actually cool, but you felt that weather this morning,
yes.
Man. That's going to really get some things changing, as we've been talking about with this transition going on with these fish following shrimp up into these river systems. That the more it cools, the more that's going to go on. And it's classic today. We're just finding trout under birds. That the birds, of course, are feeding on the shrimp too. They love sampling the shrimp too, you know. Mm-hmm. So everything. Mm-hmm. I don't mind eating shrimp. So anyway, but that. Birds, and I think the weekend's probably going to hold up like that. I don't think you're going to see any real big changes. That's the pattern I'd be on. The river systems right now, all the tidal river systems, including the Delta, right now have that transitional deal going on where we have these shrimp moving through the river. And the downside to it is a feast or famine thing. You catch them on Thursday, and you go Friday to the same place, and they're gone because the shrimp have moved. So it's really kind of run-and-gun fishing, man. I'm very rarely stopping or slowing down. We're just staying on the move until we find new schools of fish. And, again, that's going to be the pattern until these things really get loaded up with a bunch of shrimp when it gets really sure enough cold.
Mm-hmm.
But keep your eyes open for signs of fish, man, because otherwise you're going to be for fish slicks. Any signs that'll give fish away, and when you do find them, find some way to stop the boat, whether it be with power poles or the old-fashioned anchor or even a spot-lock trolling motor. Get stopped on the fish, because when you find them, they're in these big groups, and it turns into some incredible action, you know. So that's a tip. Don't drift through them. If you can find a way to get your boat stopped upwind from where you've caught the fish, that's going to really keep you on them.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, as always, some great tips from you, Captain Bobby. If folks want to book a trip with you, how can they get that done?
ateamfishing.com is our website. You can just email us the little contact form, or you can call us with the phone number on there. I'm not going to dare try and tell you because I know I'll tell it wrong. So anyway, check that website out, and there's a contact us tab. It'll give you all that information.
Bobby, thanks again for your report this week. Always informational as the seasons continue to slowly change. You keep us up on what's going on, so we appreciate it.
Love doing it, my friends. Y'all have a great weekend.
You got it.
There he is, Captain Bobby Abrascato. He is, and he's with, A-Team Fishing. Book a trip, man. It'll be the trip of a lifetime. Coming up, 8 o'clock hour, we'll turn up your voice for the first half of the hour before we bring Rob Holbert on from Lanyap. And if you have any hot takes, anything you want to get in, 251-343-0106. We might talk a little AI, but there's plenty of news, both locally and nationally, to get to.
Yeah, there's an event that I'm going to go to tomorrow at the Icebox near downtown Mobile that a lot of you may not be aware of. I think it's a first-year event, so
okay.
A lot of you, it'd be news to you. Got that on the way. It's 7:59 now on Mobile Mornings.